That's what I said, we have 30 minutes. All right, we're back on. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse? Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt?
Potts here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Clear quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. As we go about this work today, give us kind hearts and strong minds to do the will of the people. Be with those that are sick, be with our elders and those that are in need of your care. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Yes.
On page three, the vote count was 4-0. Did I miss? Oh, yeah, somebody left the meeting, excuse me.
Okay.
Good.
Potts should be capitalized on page three. Under motion to postpone.
Move to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn, second by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1904, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
I'm going to defer to the Attorney General Office and give the floor to Clerk Patterson.
Thank you.
Mr. Patterson, you have to talk into the microphone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. First of all, I'd like to thank Congresswoman Goodfox and this committee for taking this up so quickly. We are in desperate need for a contract with a juvenile detention facility. And Sac and Fox has one of those. It is a tribal facility. We currently do not have a place to put juvenile offenders in our jurisdiction. That puts our office and the judiciary as well as social services in a bind when we have to place a child. We're scrambling to find some place to put them. This will allow us to place them in a secured facility with Sac and Fox. They will not take a child without a contract. They will not do a contract without a waiver due to the nature of their services and the liability involved with housing a juvenile offender. And that's why we're asking for this today.
So does this waiver, will this extend beyond just a one, because I believe you said the contracts are for 1 year, so this will be a blanket waiver with respect to juvenile detention services contracts with the Sac and Fox Nation?
That's my intention. The contracts do expire year to year. That's their standard procedure. They do it with every contract that they send out. It is my intention to just continue this contract, and hopefully this waiver will continue as well, so we don't have to keep coming back.
So,
can I go to the next page, or are you still somewhere else?
Okay, go ahead. I don't think there is anything else.
There's nothing else, that's it.
So when it says for the purposes of entering into a detention services agreement, that's broader than just a specific agreement. I just want to make sure that we don't get in a position that, like we are now, that the agreement's expired and you have to have us, you have to come back and get another waiver. I mean, we're waiving to Sac and Fox for the purposes of detention services, right?
That's correct. I think that language alone would allow us to do another contract with them.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments or proposed amendments?
I have none. Move to report.
Okay. Hold on just a second. So I guess as long as it's entitled Detention Services Agreement, we're okay.
That's our intent.
Okay. All right. Anything else from anybody? All right, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report resolution ONCR 1904 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Okay. There's a motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn, a second by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion. I have a question. How quickly does this need, in your estimation, to move through the process after it's reported out?
We have an immediate need.
So you're waiting on this to actually sign the agreement and get the individual that, you have one individual that's waiting to go into detention.
I do have an immediate need, and we need this to see if we can get an individual there as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, do you have a court order for detention on a juvenile?
No, not at this time. We have one waiting.
I understand, but I mean, if we pass it on Monday, is he going? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, can you wait till Wednesday, or does it need to move through the process on Monday?
And I'm trying to answer as best I can without divulging juvenile case information. So I do have an immediate need for this as soon as possible, but Monday would work.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, the motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Patterson, for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Are you going to stay around?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1907, an act to amend 19 ONC Section 3101 exec and include new sections of law to clarify the laws intended to satisfy the Osage Nation constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit-principled system of employment, to authorize the Department of Human Services of the Osage Nation to implement the system, to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion requirement prior to seeking review in the trial court. I am the sponsor, and I've asked Congresswoman Whitehorn to chair the meeting for the purposes of discussing this.
I'm going to respectfully decline. I'm going to have to leave the meeting at 1:45 today, so maybe you should ask somebody else to chair.
Well, when you leave, we're losing our quorum, so. Congresswoman Pratt, would you like to chair the meeting?
I will, but I would like to ask for a copy briefly because I'm not connecting to the internet, so can I request from the clerk a copy of this bill, please?
Chair will entertain a motion for brief recess.
So moved.
We're in recess.
All those in favor?
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I took over.
I might need one, too, if I can't get onto the internet. I've even marked these
I didn't bring it to the table.
There, that's the bill right there.